Com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Matt Baker. You can follow him on X at slave_2_liberty. You can also follow him on Instagram at @MattBaker_unhinged. He's here to talk about a documentary called This Is Treason. It's a documentary series called What Is Treason. The website is thisistreason.com. Second edition is called Invaded, and it's all about the gigantic, as you put it, border machine, the machinery that is carrying this out. Again, as we into the last segment, it's talking about the CFR official dispatch. Foreign Affairs has the article, Why Washington Has Failed to Solve the Border Crisis. I don't know, Matt. It just pisses me off reading headlines like this, where it's like, yeah, the arsonist can't tell you how to put the fire out. Really? They don't want to. They're doing this on purpose. In watching this documentary or helping to make the documentary, what was something that stood out to you that maybe you didn't know before, or just seeing it in the documentary, like, hit you, you know, differently for the first time? What happens in the documentary that that stands out to you as something, you know, in this whole system being so screwed up? Is there anything that stands out in particular?
Well, I think it really points out, you know, how, when I call it a border machine, and so it really shows that it isn't just one thing happening, another thing happening. It's like, it's really a motor that is pumping. So it's like they bring the illegals in, that the NGOs make the money off them. They turn them into Democrat voters. They take over politically. They give themselves more money. Then the NGOs send money back to the political candidates, and or the powers that be, like certain countries may be involved, Israel perhaps even.
Right.
A lot of the New World Order types are trying to undermine the sovereignty of the country. And I was actually on a podcast last night, and we kind of got into this pretty deep. It was like, people are like, is that why they're doing it? Is this why they're doing it? Is that why they're doing it? The reality is they're doing it for all of the above.
Right.
So they're undermining our culture, our language. They're undermining our stability nationally. They're dividing. They're conquering. They're doing it to bring in their own voters. They're doing it to cause division among the people. They're doing it to dilute the white Christian races around the world. And that's basically when I kind of snapped the other night. Someone's like, well, hey, they're doing it to all people. I'm like, bro, they're not. They're doing it to England, Ireland, Scotland, France, Germany. They're not, this invasion thing isn't happening in Mexico. They're there, but they just travel through. They don't go, oh, we're going to stay here in Mexico. We're going to stay here in Brazil. They're focused. So these NGOs, which is such a cute little name, really, they're not non-governmental. They're like extra governmental. They're right above government. Like they transcend all government.
Pseudo government.
Well, they're operated. They really are the global government. They're the right corporate government. And so they're quarterbacking where these, you know, someone in Africa doesn't go, I want to move to Dublin. They right don't even know where Dublin is, but they come in, they go, okay, we need this man. You get you guys over there. We're sending them to Dublin. How's Dublin going? They've almost fallen. Give them a few more. And then if they start rising up a little bit, they might pull back a little bit, send them to another center. So they're literally firing these like little photons, like trying to break the barriers down around the world. And the thing is they've literally turned it into a cash cow where the more illegal aliens they get, the more money they go, oh, we have more flow now. So when Camel Toe Harris gets on and she's like, we tried to solve the border crisis, but Trump wouldn't let us. We wanted more money for the border control. And the reality is, and I can't make this clear enough to people, more border agents will not stop this right at all. More, all they do, they, because here's the thing, like you're saying, you try more of the same that's not working. Border patrol agents have no mandate at all to stop anyone
right
at all. They don't stop a single person. The only thing they do is when they come in, they go down like a little Uber, no offense guys, they know what's happening, and they basically, and I'm not, this is not hyperbole, they are literal Uber taxi cabs They go to the areas by the border that they're told in pamphlets to sit down and wait for their people. The NGOs come along and feed them water until the Border Patrol comes along. They pick them up and they bring them to the facilities. They bring them to the soft-sided, to the hard-sided, to the all the different locations. And then they sit there. And I just did research, and supposedly, even in their own numbers, 3/4 of all asylum seekers get asylum. So when they say, oh, we just need more judges to speed it up, yeah, all they're going to do is speed up the flow. And when the, and as the little mini hell that they have to live in, like by the border, waiting for the Border Patrol, sitting in the little camps until they get to their hotels, that could, they might call and be like, man, it was a hassle. But no, they want to speed that up. It's like, we need another checker on aisle 10. They're just pushing and pushing and pushing. All they're doing, all they're going to do is add oil to the border machine. They're not, there's no putting sand in the gears. There's no attempt to stop the lever at all. I can't make it clear enough. There's no amount of money for Border Patrol or for hotels or for holding facilities is going to stop this. All it's going to do is speed it up. And that's what you see in this. This is not a bunch of failures happening that are just happenstance that just happen to be manifesting a problem. This is a problem that is designed and is self-perpetuating because there's so much freaking money in it. These guys are making hand over fist. Some of the people in the documentary will talk about how a COVID test, they charge like $1,000 for a COVID test when the actual COVID test costs like $50. Right. The NGO comes in, and every time they move them from one spot to another, and they do this, like, oh, we got to move them from here to there. So they have to then test every single one, and they make at least $800 off the top on that. They charge like $20 for a diaper. They charge for each bottle of water is like $5. Right. For every single thing they do, they're concierging up. It's like going to the mini bar at a hotel, and then you're like, oh, I'll just get this little soda. And
right, or they charge $20 for a Tylenol at the hospital because it's just going to the insurance company, and you know the people never actually see it. They're just getting money from the taxpayers, so they can charge whatever they want. And we've seen reports of, you know, hotels going, oh, you're going to book my whole hotel for the next year to house migrants? Well, it turns out my prices just went up $200 a room. So people are making just enormous amounts of money at selling out our birthright. They're selling our country, and they're running away with the profits. You're exactly right. And I love that you emphasize the point you just did, because it's the same thing I keep trying to emphasize, because it's obvious. It's on its face. Anybody paying attention can tell this. And we talked about it yesterday with the Bret Baier interview with Kamala Harris. When she says we need more resources at the border, she explicitly says we need more judges and we need more ports of entry. Right. So, I mean, they're literally saying we need to expedite the process, that they're the problem as they see it is the problem that any of these people are stopped at all. And their solution is to expedite the speed at which they're brought in and then given citizenship and provided funds and approved for asylum. And at the end of the day, this is it's abuse. It's asylum abuse. They're fraudulent. They're not asylum seekers. None of them are. None of them, legally, morally, they're not asylum seekers. So I think at the end of the day, the only solution to this is to kind of get rid of the asylum program, which is a shame, but it's because it's being abused. In the same way, if you had a charity that was supposed to be giving money to cancer patients, but you looked at the paperwork, you said, oh, wait, all these people that we've been giving money to were fraudulent. None of them actually had cancer. You got to shut the whole thing down. You just got to shut the whole thing down. Nobody can come in anymore, because the problem is this pathological altruism where the American people think they're doing the right thing. They think they're being generous and good and charitable by providing asylum for people, but they're just being suckers. They're just being taken advantage of. You're just being robbed. You're not actually helping anybody escape persecution from their government. That doesn't exist south of our border. It certainly doesn't exist wherever these people are coming from, Africa and Asia and everywhere else. And on top of it all, they're letting in military-aged men. The Chinese ones you can see are standing in military rest. They've been trained. They have training. We are letting in enemy soldiers come and live on our dime in our country. I mean, it's beyond insane, man. It's beyond insane that this not just that it's happened, that it just keeps happening over and over for years. It's been going on for years. We've been talking about it for years, and we can't do anything to stop it, apparently. I mean, is it that everybody's making money from this? I mean, are the politicians making money from this? Is that why they do it? Are they getting a cut off the top? We know Alejandro Mayorkas was a chairman of HIAS, the Hebrew International Aid Association or whatever it is, Aid Society. one of the primary movers of this. So he has a professional inclination to, you know, provide for the non-governmental, the super or extra governmental organizations carrying this out. I mean, how do we let this go on? How are politicians not demanding, like, shutting the government down until we get a border wall? Are they all in on it, do you think?
Well, I mean, most of them are, unfortunately, knowingly or not knowingly. You know, they all have their AIPAC guy, and they all have their different people that are funding the money. And the thing is a lot of these corporations are interlocking. So you might not be getting a money directly from the guys who are making money off the hotels, but they're part of a larger corporation, BlackRock or whoever, who is then they're overall making money off of it. And because it's the big plan, it's the ESG plan, it's the plan to destroy America and Western civilization is what it is. And if they attacked us head on, we would fight and we would get stronger. Like you were alluding to earlier, the more if you're constantly working, you're getting stronger. The problem is we're sitting here watching this thing happen, a slow motion train wreck. And because they're not carrying weapons, we're like, oh, well. And meanwhile, they're just Trojan horsing their way completely in and taking over all of these little things that are popping up.
You know, at least the Greeks had the decency to build a wooden horse. At least they had the decency to trick everybody.
All we get is a few tents and a higher hotel bills because all the local hotels are taken up with the illegal aliens.
And you know, not even disguising it. Crazy.
Yeah. And then on top of it, so some of the people that are making money, $250,000 or $150,000 on those flights that you see Luke sending out, some of the guys, that I forgot which one it was, but we did a little research, and one of the guys actually owns this USA Homes for Rent, and they purchase all this property, and they use them just like a